My name is Erlisha Larry. I am 16 years old. Today is December 2nd, and I'm speaking with
Mrs. Georgia Larry,
who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. My first question is, tell me a little bit about your parents and or grandparents.
My mom was a single mom, and she worked to support us, and I stayed with her until I was about 3 years old, and she took me to live with my grandparents, her parents.
Okay, that's cool. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and I attended school, elementary and high school there.
Cool. What was your childhood like? What schools did you go to? What was your favorite places to go to as a child?
My childhood was good. I felt secure and loved, learned to be independent, take responsibility. My parents were a little strict, but did it in a loving way, not abusively.
Interesting. What was a couple favorite places you liked to go?
During our time, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of places we could go, but I always enjoyed going to the park, and we had a five and dime where you could go and get hot dogs and a soda, and that was always fun, especially when you would go with a friend.
Interesting. Did you like going to school?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed school. I always got, you know, pretty good grades, on the honor roll a few times. I enjoyed school.
That's good. What did you do during the summer when, you know, you was out of school, you know, nothing really to do?
Well, I never had to go to summer school. We only went to summer school if, you know, like you failed. Mm-hmm. So you had to make up the grade. But didn't do a lot. Occasionally, when I got a little older, I might would work a day or two here and there. But it wasn't a whole lot to do. Played outside a lot. And we were always told to read a lot during the summer. So I would read comic books, story books. And I enjoyed that, and being with my friends.
Oh, that's cool. Do any of your friends have a nickname for you?
Well, my family and my friends, everyone called me George Ann, when my name was really Georgia Ann. They took the shortcut.
Oh, okay. So that's how you got it, basically? Just a shortcut?
Yeah, it was like a shortcut with my family, and then of course it spilled on over to my friends.
Okay. Does anyone still call you that?
My family does, but none of my friends.
Okay. Interesting. Sounds like your childhood was pretty good.
I think so. I have no complaints. I wouldn't have changed anything.
Back then when you were younger, did you ever experience any racism of any kind?
Yes, I did, but to me it wasn't as prevalent as maybe a lot of us felt. Of course, our schools were segregated, and there were stores where you may feel uncomfortable, but I never did really feel a whole lot of, backlash as to, you know, being black or anything like that. You know, it took me a while to really feel what it was like, you know, to be, you know, where people dislike you because of your color.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Great. What's your spouse's name?
My husband is Earl Larry.
Okay. How did you meet your significant other?
We went to school together in our early years, and then, like, my family moved away, and of course, we didn't see each other for a number of years after that.
Mm. And then
when we
reunited,
reunited, but it was like we never dated or anything before that because we were too young. Mm-hmm. But we did start to date, and we had a lot in common. There were things we both enjoyed doing, and then we got married after, you know, a short time.
Tell me a little bit about what both of you guys enjoy doing, or some happy moments, you know.
Well, we always enjoyed television, and that was a pastime. He liked sports. We enjoyed the old westerns and whatever, you know, a good educational productive movies that was on. And we also enjoyed going to the movies. And we enjoyed card games. And we always had some great moments, you know, like... I lost my thought. What was I saying?
It's okay, because I forgot what you were saying as well. Do you have any kids or grandkids?
Yes, I have 4 children, 2 boys, 2 girls, 4 grandchildren, 2 boys, 2 girls.
Oh, that's good. Do you have a fun fact about any of your kids?
Yes, 2 of the grandchildren, the girls, are named after their father and their grandfather. They got their first names.
Oh. That's pretty cool. Is there anything you learned from your husband while you have been married?
Well, my husband is was a hard-working man. He was a family devoted man, and he wanted to give us, didn't I? And I learned the dedication of working hard, you know, and providing for your family, and the togetherness that we always shared down through the years.
That's great. If you don't mind me asking, how long have you and your husband been married?
We've been married 60 years this year, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow, that's a long time. That's great. If you don't mind, can you share some important lessons that you have learned over the years?
USA. Well, sharing with each other and spending time together, learning to communicate. I think communication is the main factor next to love.
Good. Who is the most important person in your life right now?
Well, I don't think, next to God, I don't think I could pinpoint one person, because my entire family is important to me. We all fellowship together. We share together. You know, all families have their situations or their ups and downs, but we get along, we share.
All right, that's good. Do you have a favorite holiday that you like to celebrate?
Well, we always enjoy Thanksgiving because it gives us that opportunity to fellowship, eat, reminisce.
Interesting. Do you have a religion And if so, what's your church home?
Yes, I do. I was brought up a Baptist, and I've always been a Baptist. I'm still a Baptist. And, you know, and I attend Prosperity Missionary Baptist Church.
Interesting. Okay. Do you still attend there?
Yes, I do. I've been a member there since 1980.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. Are you a faithful member?
Yes, I am. I don't attend as much now since, you know, I had some medical issues. I don't attend as much as I used to, but I do when I can.
Good. How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as a loving person, a person who do unto others as I would have them do unto me.
All right. That's great. If your grandchildren was to listen to this years from now, as they get older, is there any wisdom you would like to pass on to them?
Yes, I think I would tell them, be careful of the choices you make in life, because they will come back to haunt you. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I would also say, love your family. Be respectful of them. Stay close to them. When you have differences, sit down, talk them out in a loving way. And you have to communicate. Communication is very important in any relationship.
Right. Is there anything you would like to say before I end the interview?
Well, not necessarily. I enjoyed giving you the interview, and thank you.
You're welcome. As I said it, thank you for letting me interview you. I learned a lot from this interview. I appreciate you taking your time to answer this interview. And yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Love you very much. Good luck.